Well, the sound was good, luckily.
Yeah.
Patreon, hello, I've missed you. Kate's here.
Hi.
Now, we were going to talk about, I don't even know what, we'll get to it.
Phyla.
Yes, but should we say first what the hell's been going on in Kate's backyard this evening?
Oh, my God. So, okay, so we're just recording this right now. CJ's gone. Mm. We've just been talking to Ben Anderson.
What a bloody great guy.
He's great. I'm so excited. We've got to have him back on again. He fully immersed in the Tycho personality. I loved it.
And that wonderful deep voice. Oh, mm. That was lovely. Yeah, so I plan to have him on as a guest because I thought now's a good time. The state of the neighbours world. And then I was approached by the ABC News. They're doing a long form piece about everything that's going on with neighbours. Neighbours, the whole thing. And can they come and – they asked me some questions and then they said, can we come and record you making the podcast? I'm like, okay. We do it outside these days. I'll tell Kate.
Kate and surprise.
Phil, Kate and Phil are going to have a working bee.
Oh, yeah. Look, to be honest, because my backyard's been a bit of a shambles. Like, but we bloody tidied it up the house. Well, oh. he.
But look at that grass. Like, it's all perfectly mown, isn't it?
Yeah, he mowed it. Yeah. But just like everything, just crap we'd had out of the back. But, you know, like my bags of fertilizer and potting mix have been put away.
At one point, the crew picked up your bench and moved it and sat on it.
Like, I was thinking, shit, look, I haven't actually sat in that in a while. I hope it's fine.
This could go one of two ways.
We had, the whole time the podcast was on, we had a cameraman, another guy, and the other guy.
I think it was the journalist, the reporter, and the producer. And they were in our grill. Like, they chatted to us as we set up. And then I didn't have much time to put makeup on, so who knows what. And it was really humid.
I was literally sweating buckets.
It was really humid.
My whole face was sliding off.
It's really lovely now, actually.
It is nice. It's still quite humid now, though. Yeah.
And then we went into it, and I didn't have much time to read the Perfect Blend article about Tim Collins.
No, they saw how great our preparation skills were, which was like quickly Googling someone before they turn up.
Oh, God. They won't cut. It's going to be barely. Blink and you'll miss us. But and then I got out a pen and paper, which I haven't done in years.
Yeah, now filming over your shoulder as well, like circling things.
And then I thought, what have I written on it? Good grief. Lucky I have chicken scratch when I take notes. What an experience. And we're not used to being on camera. We are audio gals.
No. But that's what they loved, CJ. Wow. Filming CJ so much.
And I said to them, look, I'm not sure if she's going to make it, but she wants to make it because she knows she's going to look good on camera because that hair is ready to go. So, yeah. But it was just a strange night, and then they were coming down memory lane with us, with neighbours. Yeah. And
then, look, learning new things like crabs.
Yeah, they learnt about the Joel Creasy crab storyline. And then at the end, what I didn't realise is they had met Ben Anderson at Kate's back gate as he came in.
Front gate.
And said and asked him if he could be interviewed by them after he chatted to us. And they didn't warn me that they were going to do that, so I'm a bit dark about that. But then we had to sit here quietly in the background while they talked to him for their talking heads portion of their story. And that was weird.
So, look, you guys are going to get a bit of an insight into my backyard. Hopefully there's, like, more focus on the flowers and less on the falling over fences.
But I think he gave us all the good scoops because I could hear him every now and then telling a few stories that he'd already told on our pod. Yeah. So we're going to get that out first. So anyway, that's all happened and now we can relax. But we just wanted to do our actual Patreon segment, which was – that was story is not going to be on air for a few months. So who knows what the world will look like then. Mm. What are we going to talk about for Patreon?
We're going to talk about Phyla and Leo, like, giving her the boot.
This is cold. Even Ben Anderson was saying, this was dark. This is hard, hard to deal with.
Leo needs counselling. He needs parenting support. That poor traumatised baby who doesn't even know she's traumatised yet.
Mm. Who was it? Was it you that was saying in our last ep that no matter what he's going through, she's going through it so much worse?
Yes.
Yeah. She's been ripped away from.
She's had her mother ripped away from her. Who
twice
was,
now.
Yeah. She's going to have like some sort of reactive attachment disorder.
Something that is just going to be embedded trauma. And no one is pulling Leo aside by the collar and saying, hey, you have a dependent.
Yeah, but he needs that tough love, but he also needs support.
Yeah.
And David should be better at this. Like, and saying, we will help you care in the practicalities of looking after Phyla, but you need to be involved as well.
I have lost track of where we got to between episodes. So let me just quickly look at the episode summary. Because I feel like maybe I bled into this in the previous episode with the appointment. Maybe that's why you didn't see the vaccines.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the
appointment. Maybe that's why. Maybe, oh, who knows? Whatever.
Yeah. So Aaron took Phyla to the hospital for her vaccines, which is, you know, I was saying, you should go to the council vaccine clinic. They're not going to be checking your ID. And Carl says, no, I can't. I need to talk to Leo about this.
And after that, Leo just takes a full step back and he's like, well, just sort it out. And they're like, we can't make these decisions. And there's a moment where David comes over to the penthouse and sees Leo, or wherever he was, Willa's house, and says, oh, so, okay, here's what happened with Phyla last night. She woke up at this hour and she ate this.
This
and
is a outrageous party.
Outrageous party?
Oh, the party.
Oh, for the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's really like strained carrots. And he's like, cool, bro. Cool story. Yeah. Cool story, bro. He was like, he may as well have been talking to a non-parent. That's the level of enthusiasm he got back.
He needs Toadie to talk to him and for Toadie not to put up with any rudeness or bullshit from him.
I feel like Leo just doesn't like Toadie, which is, we don't explore that much on Ramsay Street, where characters are just like, I'm not vibing with this person. Because Toadie has tried a couple of times and Leo won't have it. He's like,
but Toadie's been too good natured and like pussyfooting around. Mm. He needs to say, I was in a situation with Hugo. His mother abandoned him with me. Then she came back and now she's in prison. So he's been abandoned by his mother twice now. Then Sonia died, again, another mother figure in his life. He, you know, baby Phyla needs you more than anybody in this whole world.
I just feel like Leo would wince at that and just not even let him get any of those sentences out.
Realistically, though, she should be with her grandma up in Wollongong. I think at the end of the day, like, Aaron's ambivalent about looking after her. Nicolette's openly hostile. That poor child needs to be cherished and loved.
Do you think that this is part of a long game, if there was time for a long game, to get Darren to have two kids? Because it always seemed like it was destined to be that way.
Yeah, and of course the most awful thing had to happen, and have another mother die.
Exactly. They couldn't have just had Nicolette be pregnant with twins.
Yeah.
And then send one back with Paul.
Yeah.
That would have been actually pretty fun if she had given birth to twins and then she's 6 weeks later, she's like, surprise, want to meet your other kid?
Yeah.
You've got two.
Though that was kind of the redeeming detail of Nicolette, in that she's like, there's nowhere I can give up my kid here.
Yeah.
Take this other kid who I don't like.
Yeah.
I still don't like now.
That's so rough. So I think what's going to be pointing towards the fact that Leo is going to eventually want her back, because clearly he's going through some stage of grief
trauma
that he hasn't dealt with.
Also, and like growing up from man-childedness.
Yeah. And suddenly like, oh, but I've got to wear a satchel.
And I didn't want to be a dad, and then now I have to be a full-time dad. But mind you, he took on the full-time dad role very passionately to begin with, didn't he? Like carting her around everywhere to the office.
And you got Glenn there. Just take some leave. Just how many functions have you got at that WH Inery?
Surely the stills are making the booze. Whatever happened to that stupid keg thing?
It's all a blur. I'm confused. Ever since they involved Rip and Lee in those exterior shots, I'm confused about where everything is.
We had plans, didn't we, to go up to the actual winery?
Yes. We can go to Rip and Lee any day. That's easy.
Yeah, well, we can do that. But I feel like we need to go and visit the
real one.
Yeah, the real one.
Get lost in the vines. Yes. Can we talk about, now that we're being candid for a second, can we talk about how dull this Freya storyline is? I didn't want to talk out of turn with Ben.
I mean, I feel like we've learnt the most interesting thing about her now that she's a nurse. I'm like, oh, we could actually have a character out of you now.
But yes, she did it wonderfully. But she could have also been a paramedic, I found. Like that.
Oh, they need, but look.
Like in honour of Ringo.
Lady Krabs, she's a firefighter and that never went anywhere. You need somebody who works in the hospital, not just someone who's a peripherally related to the hospital.
So what I find interesting, not interesting, what is bizarre with Freya is that as soon as she starts talking about her missing boyfriend and his gangland dealings, she gets very cut up and her voice breaks and she starts tearing up and crying. But then she can turn it on all week, or the whole month. She's been flirting up a storm with Levi and acting like she's having the time of her damn life.
Pushing shit uphill with that, though. There's like no chemistry.
Yeah, no, but the fact that she can just snap, it's like Andrea when she could do the Bogue Rough as Guts accent.
Yeah,
and then
gotta love it.
The more refined voice. It's like Freya can do distraught. She goes from distraught about her missing boyfriend to, I'm so happy-go-lucky and I'm just so cheeky.
And then I'm going to, like, gut you like a fish.
Oh.
I don't know. Is he missing or did he just leave her? Does she need to go pop down to the little street library and pick up the well-thumbed edition of He's Just Not That Into You?
Which, by the way, one of our favourite pods, The Villain Was Right, just covered He's Just Not That Into You, and it is a enjoyable listen in your pod wherever you get your podcasts, because they'd never really watched it before. So
I haven't seen it.
it's
I don't think like, I can't do a rom-com.
But you can do it as a hate watch with the villain pod.
Mm.
So I just am dumbfounded and the sowing the seeds of Sheila being written out off camera with, oh, Arnie Gnomes is on the phone in the middle of the night with Gran. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Anyway, we'll pick that up next time. But we are going to go to bed because it's been a weird journey of an evening. So I hope you enjoyed our little behind the curtain expose in the trimmings.
I know. And like, I took one stealth shot of them filming.
I got a couple, and I should ask the producer to send me. He was taking heaps of photos with his iPhone.
Well, he was taking photos of us, but not of the actual filming, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I want the photos of us.
Oh, okay.
For memories. All right. Bye, Patreon.
Bye.